Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tawaka Ngubi. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the impact of the agricultural show on young farmers. But first, immigration is one of the top issues for U.S. voters this November as they decide who will occupy the White House. The difference in policy between the two presidential candidates is stark. VOA senior Washington correspondent Caroline Presutti begins our story at a dusty desert stop in Arizona.
This was a gold mining town, the richest strike in the state of Arizona at the time.
Now a ghost town.
Yeah.
Patty Burris lives here with Vino, her 38-year-old donkey.
Hi, buddy. There you go.
Burris says she's tired of undocumented migrants sneaking across her land from the Mexican border. Former President Donald Trump gets her vote.
He's going to deport them. Yes, I am all for that. Absolutely, get them out of here, and he can do it. He knows how.
While President Donald Trump ordered a 740-kilometer wall be built at the U.S. southwestern border, this is the Arizona portion of it. On his first day in office, Joe Biden paused any new construction on the wall.
He could have had it completed in 3 weeks. But
Donald Trump returned to an Arizona border wall last Thursday, although the Washington Post reports this section he visited was built before he became president.
Because there's never been a border in the whole world that's leaked like this border, with all those millions and millions of criminals coming through.
Democratic voters at their convention say their party is more tolerant.
Immigrants, we belong, the neighbors, we take care of each other. That's really what it's all about.
If elected, Vice President Kamala Harris promises a path to citizenship and the return of a bipartisan immigration bill that died in Congress.
The Border Patrol endorsed it. But Donald Trump believes a border deal would hurt his campaign. So he ordered his allies in Congress to kill the deal.
Back at the ghost town.
So Harris would not control the border as much.
Don't believe a word she says. Where's she been in the last 4 years?
Nobody stops by the old deserted town much anymore. Burris says she'd like to go back to the time when she saw more tourists come through than migrants. Caroline Presutti, VOA News, Pierce, Arizona.
Originally from Zimbabwe, 36-year-old Tatenda Mungofa is the co-founder of a car manufacturing company headquartered in South Africa. His company strives to create vehicles made in Africa. Reporter Keith Baptist met with Mungofa in South Africa, and here's the story.
Cars driven in most African cities were manufactured in Japan, Korea, or Europe. However, 36-year-old Tatenda Mungofa says he is determined to change that. And that change-driven mindset began when he was a child.
My dad was a mechanic, and I grew up with a passion for cars because I saw him working on a lot of other cars. And for me, I had a question, a burning question within me that was saying, what would it take to actually create the car?
Mungofa, who hails from Zimbabwe, launched one of Southern Africa's first motor vehicles called Moreza Auto Company with two other co-founders from South Africa. The name translates to flag in the Shona language. Mungofa designs these cars by first drawing sketches and then working to transform them into actual prototypes. But the process, he says, isn't simple.
The journey to get to this point has not been easy. The process alone to manufacture cars is actually quite daunting. In Africa, it's not heard of that you want to start a manufacturing operation from start, let alone in the automotive industry.
According to the Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency, Like most African countries, Zimbabwe relies on second-hand cars from Japan and Europe. In a bid to promote the local motor industry, the Zimbabwe government placed a ban on second-hand cars and vehicles older than 10 years. Zimbabwe's Minister of Industry and Commerce says, whilst other industries show growth in exports, vehicle imports still rank high on the list of imports in the country.
We have struggled to address the trade balance. While our exports are growing, our imports are also growing at a faster rate than our exports. We have imported over the last 5 years more than $3 billion worth of motor vehicles, including buses. In fact, we still have as policy that you are importing a fully assembled bus duty-free, but when you are bringing in parts to assembly, you pay 10% duty.
Given the huge import demands, Mongofa says his company can meet that demand locally, and the way to do that is by bringing in resources from the region.
In South Africa, we are located in Pilanesberg. We have 300 hectares of land there where we are setting up our 25,000 square meter manufacturing facility. In Zimbabwe, we are sitting on 100 hectares that we intend to also build another factory. But our plan is to go throughout the whole continent, setting up assembly plants and distribution points so that we better service the African market.
Given that most car manufacturing plants in the country have either folded or migrated to a more favorable market, Mongofa hopes to fill that gap. Keith Baptist for Voice of America in Harare, Zimbabwe.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our topic, Mozambican President Philip Nyusi officially opened the Zimbabwe Agricultural Show today in Harare. President Nyusi said he's grateful for the support his country got from Zimbabwe in fighting terrorism.
At this moment, I want on behalf of myself and my family to express my deep gratitude to the people of Zimbabwe, your government, Mr. President, and to you, my dear brother, for the affection and the support provided to me over the last 10 years that I have served the Mozambique people. I also went to thank the support of the people and the government of Zimbabwe in fight against terrorism in the northern part of Cabo Delgado through direct contribution and in the training of special forces in Mozambique.
That was Mozambican President Philip Nyusi speaking in Harare. His counterpart, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, told journalists in Harare that Zimbabwe and Mozambique continue to partner in different ways.
The fact that the President of Mozambique and the President of Zimbabwe are together at the Zimbabwe Agricultural Show already tells you that they work together. Today, particularly focusing on agriculture. So my brother came in to see our display about our production in Zimbabwe in relation to securing food security for ourselves. As we moved around, we admired what our people are doing in agriculture. Animal husbandry has been looking at that. Machinery has been looking at that. This is what we must do as brothers, share what we have, the experience and skills that we have, we share. This is why my brother is here.
That was President Mnangagwa speaking to journalists in Harare. As the agricultural show continues in Harare today, this evening we are looking at the importance of events for young farmers and the future of agriculture in the face of climate change. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Mr. Frank Kuvakasha, a farmer from the Coalition of Agriculture Graduates of Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program, Mr. Kuvakasha.
Welcome, my brother. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. We will also be joined by Mr. Mchenje shortly. Mr. Kuvakasha, what's your take when it comes to gatherings as the agricultural show? Are they of any importance to farmers, especially young farmers?
Thank you very much, my brother. First of all, I would like to congratulate the President of Zimbabwe and the Agricultural Association, and that is specifically for being able to organize gatherings of such international appeal. When gatherings of such international appeal and relevance do happen, it's time for the young generation, young farmers to learn, to be part of this and learn from the source and learn to be better. So for us, young farmers and the youth in Zimbabwe, don't take such gatherings lightly. We are there to learn from our elders. It's a very good platform for generational interplay in terms of age. It's also a platform that is a convergent point for various people from various backgrounds and stakeholders, former farm owners, politicians, the business community, farmers themselves. So it's time to go and witness top-notch agricultural innovations, agricultural activities, technologies, goods and services being put at display. So at local level, it's business. At the national level, we are actually putting our nation on the net, because this time around, we've got more and more international partners coming to exhibit their products.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kuvakasha. We are also joined on the program by a farmer and 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation Director, Mr. John Muchenje. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Mchenje, looking at the agricultural show that is ongoing in Harare, what do young farmers tend to benefit from such gatherings?
Okay, thank you so much. You know, the agricultural show, it includes a number of farmers throughout the country, which are very prominent. So we expect that young farmers are going to learn a lot from other farmers that are doing well, which is more on the exchange. So it's no longer more to do with the agricultural show, but you can call it agricultural learning show, and also networking, creating some synergies and also networks and links with other agricultural-related companies, like, for example, Citco. I've seen they're also there, and other agricultural-related companies. So young farmers will be creating synergies, networks, and also learning from big organizations.
Thank you, Mr. Mchenje. Vakubvakacha tanzwa mutungamiri wekuMozambique vaNyusi pavavhura musangano uyu vachitaura ivo kuti pane mikana yakawanda yekushandira pamwe chete pakati peZimbabwe neMozambique. Munoona kunge misangano yakadai ingapawo zvekare varimi mikana yekuti vange vachigonawo ku netweka nekusangana nevamwe vekudzimwenyika kana kuti kuvhurika kwemikana wekuti vangewo vachiwana mamakets ari kunze kwenyika kana kuti vamwe vekushandira pamwe chete navo vari kunze kwenyika.
Ndinokutendai mukoma. Vafilipe nyusi vatiitira zvakanaka. Mozambiki ihama, rinemba Mozambiki neZimbabwe zvimwe chete. Ukama hwavo ihwochekoche mupambiro wenzi. Ukama hwavo inyama nembo yeZimbabwe neMozambiki tiri pamwe chete. Tinotiwa bhodha rimwe chete uyewo maclimatic conditions edu akafanana. Zvakare rangarirai kuti Zimbabwe, this is globe, nyika yese pasi rese is going not physical and not paperless. Saka hakusisina inonzi restriction due to boundaries. Taakuda maZimbabwe anonoita mainvestment opportunities kuMozambique, South Africa. Saka pano mikana mikuru yavhurwa sekuti haizi ndiyo Mozambique chete yauya. Kwakuna navana Russia, vana India, South Africa, Pakistan, Japan, Eswatini nedzimwe nyika dzauya zvichireva kuti vane mainvesti muZimbabwe. But pane chinhu chinonzi bilateral arrangement, kureva kuti isu maZimbabwe takufanira kungwara, takufanira kuchengamuka. Tizive kuti zvizvinowanikwa paMozambique, vana vedu vamanyirepo vanoitawo zvinobatika zviviri zvitatu. Saka apa ndaona paitwa basa guru vanyike vachizira pfungwa maZimbabwe, kuzirana pfungwa nekudzekeserana, nekuti tikasatanga kuita zvinhu zvakanaka mupfungwa paground hapana zvinozombobuda. Saka ichokwadi mukana mukuru chaizvo chaizvo wemabhizinesi ekuti vakachangamuka vari kuziva zvekuita, vari kuda nyika yavo, vabatirane pamwe chete nemuono wapurezidendi Vision 2030 kuti tinge tiriwo pakati pedzimwe nyika dziri kukura uye tiachize 2030 before 2030.
Tinotenda. Vamuchenje, tikuona kuti tiri panguva yakaoma yekuti mvura haina kunyatsonaya, haina kunyanaya gore rapera nekuda kwekushanduka kwemamiriro ekunze. Ndedzipi dzimwe nzira dzingakurudzirwa kana kuti dzanga dzichikurudzirwa kuagrikshaw dzingabatsirawo zvikuru sei varimi vekumamisha kuti vangewo vachiadhapta vachigona kuti vasimudzirewo goo ravo sezvo tatarisana neumwe mwaka wekuti vanhu vange vachitanga kurima?
Sekutaura kwamaita mamiriro aita kunze, mvura yedu haichauyi mawiri aimboita nenguva uye neuwandu hwainahwo. So tinofara kuti hurumende yedu takanangana neMinistry of Agriculture inotungamirirwa naDr Andreas Masuka. Vane maprogram avakaita roll out kumafarmers. Inuse organization ye4H chikomplimenta maefforts egovernment. Chekutanga ndechekuita kudzidzisa varimi, yatinoti farmer education program, whereby the government through marketing officers vari kusangana vachidzidzisa varimi vedu, yatinoti climate smart and indigenization farming, yatinoti pfumbudza in Shona, in Ndebele we call it in Twasa, where vachikudzidzisa marimi vedu kuti tichere makomba tichiitawana mulching, kuitira kuti makomba edu anohodha mvura painenge iri shoma. Mulching inovhara gomba kuti zuva risanange direct pambeswa or pavhura titaisa mvura, zvoita tibatsire kukonzeva moisture. Then chechipiri, hurumende inonzi ma-villagized business units. Maunits aya iso organization so far taseta 16 muZimbabwe, achipundura 8 kuurungo 8. Tiri kuisa masolar powered systems ekuti vanhu vari kumusha vawane chekutanga mvura yekumwa. Then chechipiri, vawane mvura yemadiridziro panhu paiti, patinoti it's a small farming area but it's not intensive farming, nekuti pane pari paiki vatiita zvinhu zvakawanda ipapo. So mafarmers ekumusha vanodzidzisiwa nenyaya dzekurima kwakanaka. Then kechipiri, vodzidzisiwa zvekare, votovapa provision kuti vawane mvura dzekudiridzisa. Then imwe iripo ndeyekuti vadzidzire kurima tinoti chekutanga masmall grains ari drought resistant, like vana rapoko, zvinonzi vana zviyo nemhunga, zvinova zvinhu zvinokudzira utano uye zvinoresista kana mvura yaita shoma. Pene chimwe chechina ndechekuti varimi vadzidzire kurima atinoti mashort season variety crops, like for example muri kuChipagwe ndo azifarira Sidco because ndinoziva kuti impeso yakanaka yakautswa zvakanaka inoita goro rakanaka. Ine mashops and variety ekuti ukarima within 3 months unenge watokohwa chibagu chako chakanaka kune vanenge vasina mvura. Yamataura kuti mvura yedu yavashoma yakune pashoma nepashoma. Varimi vakadzvara mpeswa dzekuti vakadzvara within 2-3 months akwanisa kukohwa. Zvinhu panoona ya mvura shoma ipapo anowana goro rinenge riri mambo.
Tinotenda vamchenje. Mr. Kuvacha, we heard them, Mr. Mchenje, speaking about some of the technologies or new ways that can be used to mitigate climate change challenges. What are some of the ways that we would want to add to that to help other farmers in Zimbabwe who are facing challenges? Some of them might have lost hope after last year's season where the harvest was not so good.
Yeah, I think the first important score, my brother, is the correct information dissemination. We have got the Zimbabwe weather forecasting department, which actually predicts or cast our eyes into the future as to what kind of season do we expect. And they say for warm, it's going for harm. So this information is the information that we normally rely on in order to prepare our season. Well, for me, the drought is not the failure of the rain to come, but our collective failure to prepare for such a season. So, fortunately, Zimbabwe has been educating its people, its farmers, its population. It actually has a department called Zimbabwe, called Agricultural Education, and also Agritex. And also a number of young farmer organizations and vibrant farmer organizations that make sure that correct information is disseminated to the farmer. So our team approach, actually our point of departure is like what my brother is going to say, is Zimbabwe to improve the agriculture. This is actually a program that is targeting in excess of 1.6 million Zimbabwe who are a little bit vulnerable. So if the household is provided with what it requires to grow grains, so this program is a related program in the Zimbabwean context that encompasses all agricultural techniques used and doing that make sure that every little rain is well harvested and made the proper uses. Then we also have the process of rolling out. Yeah, it encompasses as much as the other techniques, plus early preparedness, because right now our land, the bulk of our land is already dug up in preparation for this condition. So when water comes, rain actually comes, there won't be any runoff. The water is well received into the soil, and this increases our chances of getting it right through the season. Then the other issues that we have at national level, there are a number. We have smart agricultural techniques. We also have the issue around hybridization and genetics. Like what we in terms of actually saying, we have a very short season variety that we say if you put on the ground in less than 90 days, we have harvested. And some of these are actually drought tolerant. And no matter how little rain we receive, we at least 1,000 something. Then the last thing that I would like to discuss about is the grain, small grain movement program. We are encouraging farmers across the nation to have a section of small grain. This is our friend Ratoko. Our traditionally viable crops in the context of Zimbabwe weather patterns. Because remember, many and other crops are actually foreign, but with small grains, I'm telling you, it's a clear point. And we are making sure that Zimbabwe knows Zimbabwe is going to change. But apart from that, the government is saying these matters of food security. No one is going to suffer because we've got food deficit program in place that is making sure that food is transported or imported from regions where they have produced our friendly forces.
Uh-huh.
And our grains and greeneries are served with enough food for everybody.
Thank you so much. Va mchenje tichitarisa zviri kuratidzwa kuHarare ku Zimbabwe Agricultural Show pane hereo matechnology zimatswa anosanganisirawo madrones matractor magreenhouse nezvimwe ari kuratidzwawo ari kuratidza kuti aripo kuZimbabwe Agricultural Show kuti varimiwo vangawana kudzidza kuti vangaimplimenta kushandisa zvinhu zvakadaro sei.
Okay, ndinotenda. Yeah, mukatasi agricultural show yedu iri kuratidza zvinhu zvakawanda.
Yes, vamchenje munogona kuenderera mberi. Unfortunately tinenge tisiri kuvanza vamuchenje vakubvakacha ndandabvunza vamuchenje kuti tichitarisa ku agric show pari kuwanikwa here matechnologies emazuva ano anosanganisirawo madrones ekumonitor mafarms nezvimwe nekutarisa nekuisawo mushonga nezvimwe zvakadaro matractor emhando yepamusoro zviri kuwanikwa herewo kuagric show.
Ndinotenda mukoma, gore rino chakati hurereta, hapana chisiko panyaya dzetechnology hazvindi Zimbabwe iri kuita zvinonwisa mvura iri kuita zvinodadisa. Mazuva ano pane besides madrones drones technology tine makolleji nemayunivhesities nemaprivate companies ari kuratidza kushanda kwemadrone mukutsvaga zvirwere nezvimbunyu yatingati scouting mukuspreya also tichitora even clear baby shield dzakusprewa nemadrone. Saka tikuona kuti zvaakuredusa kana kudzikisira the cost of farming in Zimbabwe. Apart from madrones tine state of the art matractors. I think government yakaita zvakanaka ikabatana nebelarus iri matractor ekubelarus maequipment ekubelarus tine the John Deere facility as well. Zvakare mamwe makambani ari kukwanisa kuenza equipment kubva kusouth africa nedzimwe nyika pasina mutero pasina tax nekuti government yakabvisa tax pazvinhu zvakadaro. Zvakare mukatarisa rubindi relivestock pane yatiri kuti famuranger livestock tracking device iri kupushwa nehama yake inonzwa uzandi waakukwanisa kufudzira mombe dzako pafoni panharembozha waakukwanisa kuona kuti mombe dziri kuti dzabuda here dzapazadanga here kana kuti dzabiwa uchitarisa panharembozha kana pafoni. Kana vaya vari kunze kwenyika vari kunhuye kwamakungwa munogona kuva lead to that device maakukwanisa kutofudza mombe dzenyu kana kubatsira kufudza mombe kumusha zvichida muchingaanwai uchive muchingani kuputudza dzike muri kwamuri. But nenyaya yetechnology tichiona kuti nyika yedu dziramba dzichiwandudzika zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichienda mberi ichi asara ya ichine mavolume. Technology iri kuwanikwa futi kumafield hubs nevauchiti vemupeu vari kushanda zvemamberekwati zvekuti technology kudya dziri drought resistant uye dzinokurumidza kupagawo rinobhusta and mafield house iwaya awana mukana awana environment yakadigadigadi zvekuti mabhizimu avo ari kuenda kumberi. Ndikatarisa zvakare kugenetics dzekumombe mbudzi nehwayo tine maindigenous farmers vari kuratidza huku dzinodhura kudarika mombe. Nemachicken for examples inenge ichiratidza huku mapure breed ayo ma$300 ma$80 zvairi ne$25 saka technology yakadaro tikuipa mukana nekuti president vedu vamunangagwa vakati.
Tinotenda vakubvakacha. Unfortunately nguva yedu ndo yabva yaita shanje yapo. Regai titende vapinda muchirongwa chanhasi. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabo Kancube.